Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would
have
made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it
without you. Nikki Reed.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest show on the planet. It is Inspiration Gospel on the Nikki Rich Show right now. We're so excited to be here on this lovely Sunday afternoon. We're so glad. We would like to welcome all the newcomers, all the new listeners to the Nikki Rich Show. If it's your first time, we are on Sunday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, you can call in at any time tonight at 1-323-580-5749, and you can press 1. And if you press 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak to either myself or our guest for tonight. And speaking of our guest, we have Miss Stephanie Christine in the building tonight, y'all, formerly known as Miss China White. We cannot wait to talk to her. We'll be talking with her on her upcoming project. All right, well, we're going to get back into the show. Just to let you know, you can listen to us on blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. And you can also go to iTunes, download our podcast. If you download the podcast, you will see that we have all our episodes on the show of the show, and you will download it based on The Nikki Rich Show. You also can go to our blog spot. Our blog spot, you go to our blog spot and go to thenikkirichshow.blogspot.com, and we have links there where you can listen straight from the site. We're excited about that as well. And we just updated our site, so we have some good information, and we have all our artists that we have had on the show prior. So go check them out. Go check it out. It's pretty hot right now. And again, I would like to thank all the supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, we're going to jump right in, and we're going to play that John P. Key, Trouble Don't Last Always.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we have a special guest in the building tonight, guys. none other than Miss Stephanie Christine, formerly known as Miss China White. I want to tell you a little bit about Miss China White. First off, let me tell you, it is such an honor to be interviewing Miss China White tonight. And I just want to let everybody know I'm just so excited. I was just so happy when I got the chance, you know, to reach out to Miss Stephanie C. and, you know, invite her to the show. But you might know her from the BIVA, as well as just sold out performances with Too Short, Little John, and the Eastside Boys, Bone Crusher. But today, she has turned over a new leaf and is lyrically extending all the glory to the Lord, her creator. She has done so many things within the past year. She is also an author of several ebooks, which you can find on the site at www.chichonghub.com. So today, I would like to welcome none other than the spiritual lyricist, Miss Stephanie C., formerly known as Miss China White. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just leaving church. I'm riding. So I'm like, okay, God, help me. But I'm feeling good.
Well, we're excited to have you, man. All week long, I've just been blasting, and I said, we cannot wait to have you on. And it's always good to see, you know, a person just giving it all to God as well. And I was just too excited because I'm a huge fan myself.
Oh, man, I'm excited too, you know. I was one, well, when I was out there, you know, I was on the radio and interviewing and hitting the underground, because I've always been really, I mean, yeah, I made it up there with them, but I've really always been heavy underground too. So I was like, you know what, I got to take this gospel now, to do the same, you know, as with the gospel, because I definitely have a different story, you know, a different message now.
Exactly. So how is life right now? How's life treating you?
Life is good. I mean, life is life. You know, you have your ups and downs, challenges, but
and
then the position that I'm in, I get challenged even more.
Exactly.
I'm getting challenged even more than ever, but when you have a foundation and you know, you really recognize what it is, then you know how to deal. You know, I mean, when you get on God's side, you learn that everything is spiritual anyway, and it's only one battle, and it's a spiritual one. And, you know, you just get close to the guy, you begin to see what it really is, you know? So,
I mean,
I'm challenged all the time, but it don't mean nothing. Like, I ain't gonna never stop. I never stopped when I was on the other side. So, it's good.
Yes.
Even when I'm crying, you know, I get down, I get depressed, you know, I go through, but I know how to fight it. You know, I snap right back out of it.
And, you know, it's amazing because I'm telling you, I am a child of God, and anybody can tell you all week long, I just give God the praise because it's a blessing that, you know, everybody that I come in contact with, you know, we are on a journey right now, and it seems like I come in contact with all God. I mean, we are all God's children, but, you know, when you turn your life over to God, you give it to God, you meet people that's in that same circle, you know, and it's just like they just come in your path, and it's always good to see that, and, you know, and it's always good to reach out to those who are not aware of God and his everything he's doing right now, you know, all the positive things, the good things, you know. God, he's just so amazing. Each and every day he allows us to see another day, so you cannot get no better. I mean, people want handouts and they want this and want that, but God allow you to see another day. We are here today because of God. It's a reason why we're here.
Oh yeah, we destined. You know, when you leave here, then you well, I would say I'm finished, but I ain't finished right now. So, you know, this the walk could be lonely. It gets lonely, man, because people don't understand. They don't really understand. So, but God, you know, and when you change your whole, when you truly change, everything changes. It's not like you. It's not like you forsaking the hood or you selling out or you acting uppity. It's like when you change, everything changes. So you can't stay in the same stuff that you've been in because you're changing. And God will start to surround you with people like you.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it gets lonely. But God is in control. God is all-powerful.
And he knows what he is doing, too. I mean,
exactly.
He will surround you with people, and then you will notice that the people, because he has you covered. You know, he has his arms around you. You notice that the people that are not for you will silently fall off. You know, you don't have to do anything.
Yes.
They could be in your face all day, and you go just talking, oh, I'm your sister, I'm your sister, I'm your sister. I'm your friend, I'm your friend, I'm your friend. And then suddenly, where's your friend at?
Right.
Where your sister
at? That's the awesome thing I love about God. It's like it's like secret treasures. I mean, you have to seek him out to get it. You know, I mean, it's free. It's available to everyone if you accept him and you diligently seek him and your heart is after him. And he'll show you some stuff. Like, I'll be blown away. I'm like, God will be revealing so much stuff to me. And I'm just like, wow, I didn't see that. Wow, oh, my goodness. God will get you out of the mess. God will get you, save you. He'll preserve you. Like the word say, man, is awesome. It's awesome. I'm never turning back. I can't turn back, really. I can't do it. But God is awesome. Real. I'm talking about real God. Like, you know.
I'm telling you.
A lot of people.
I mean, I know.
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of people have been hurt in church, you know. A lot of people have been hurt in church, and they ain't feeling God, and they ain't into God. They ain't tripping, you know. They don't want to hear it. But I think what me and you talking about is not religion, it's not church, it's spiritual, you know. It's a personal thing with God. People get hurt, people get messed up, but when you get a personal relationship with God and you get revelation and understanding from him, you'll see it for what it is. Like, you won't trip on people and you won't trip on pastors, even pastors in the church. You won't trip on them because you just know what it is. You just see it. I don't even know how to explain it.
But I think that's when you put all your faith in men than in God. Like, if you're...
Yeah.
You know, people get routines. They get in their routine where, oh, we're going to go to church, and I'm going to announce it on Facebook. I'm going to announce it on Twitter, and we're going to church this morning. Okay, you're going to church, and what are you getting out of it? I mean, a lot of people routinely, oh, pastor was good. Can you tell me what pastor preached on? Can you tell me I've asked several of my friends. I was like, okay. You know, not trying to be funny. I was just, because I want to know personally, because I want to learn from them. So I asked my friend, if I don't go to church, I'll say, what was church service about? And they'll tell me the scripture. You know, some can give it to me, but some can't, you know. And I go look it up for myself. That's the things that a lot of people don't tend to do, look up word themselves. But, you know, it gets so much of a routine that people, they forget about God. It's more of the preacher and who's got the hottest church. My church got the most members. We all at my church are educated. That's where it gets messed up and messy.
Yeah, they have all of that meganistic people, and they don't have the spirit of God there. And, you know, it can get routine, but, I mean, that's when... But the people that's really in the Word themselves and studying, because the Word says study and show thyself approved, you know, rightly divide the Word. I mean, when you in that Word yourself, it's one thing to go to church and you hear the preacher, and that's cool. because God give us pastors and apostles and preachers and teachers to help us break down the word.
I mean, everybody have this anointing. You know, they have a gift for that. But you still have to go home
and get in the word yourself and learn it. I mean, because we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is here to lead us and guide us into all truth. We can know all things through him. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They go to church. They feel like, okay, yeah, Sunday I'm going to church. I hit a pastor, and it's cool. They just look at it as a, like, just something to do. Okay, we do this on Sunday. But they don't look at it as this is a lifestyle. You know, this is how we live. You're talking about you real deal, you ride or die, you true to the game. You know, like people, well, I'm grinding, I'm true to this. That's how it is with God. Like, this is life. This, I walk this walk. You know, you're supposed to be walking the word, living the word. Like, it's so beyond just going to sit in church. And a lot of people don't get it, you know. I mean, I'm not, you know, they got to get there. And that's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, just give people, just help them to get enlightened if I can. You know, I can't save anybody. God give the increase. All I can do is give them what was important to me, and that's it. Hopefully they'll get to that level. Hopefully they'll understand.
Well, I commend you. I so heartily commend you, because when you make that change, I mean, it's just such a big difference. You get a better understanding of life in general. I mean, just making that change, you'd be like, wow. And even with the radio, people be like, you know, you blowing up and you doing this, and it's just God opened up doors. Look at the door he opened for you to come on and us to conversate about how good God is, because he is good.
Right.
And to hear your story, you know, God is good. He is allowing everybody to, you know, listen in to Miss China White today.
Right, because people that know me, well, people that know the old me, it would be a miracle, I guess. But, I mean, I've, one thing, you know what, God had always been with me. Like, I was called before I came out the womb, you know, but I just had to learn. It was a process. Like, I've always wanted to kind of serve God. I always wanted to serve him. I always wanted to praise him, do songs, even back with B.A.B., certain things, you know, to my knowledge. I didn't have as much wisdom I have now, but, you know, I had said certain things, like trying to reach my calling and my harvest and things like that. And in Put Your Hood Up Remix, I was like Channel White, the apostle to the streets. I didn't really know what apostle was. Not saying that I'm an apostle. I'm just saying I had wanted to, you know, fame and money never moved me anyway. Like, when I did music because that's what I love to do. And when I did that type of music I was doing, I did that out of my heart, what was in my heart. And what was in my heart was anger and just madness. And that's what I gave. Like a lot of these artists, they believe in, like, music is entertainment and that's it. And I'm like, nah. And I never felt like that. And I was like, y'all have to go way beyond that. Y'all not even understanding what this is. Like, even just words, period. Y'all don't even know the magnitude of what your words can do. You know, so, and God taught me all that. But back then, that's what I was angry. I was mad. I ain't care, trying to wipe the thug, be with no feelings inside. That's how I was. And that's what I put out. And I just was going through the motions, and I was doing, and I was getting money. And really, I stopped. Like in 2008, I think, I just said, God, you know what? I'm tired of all of this. None of it makes me happy. I'm sick of this music industry. It's fake anyway. It's not real. It's a big smoke screen. Everybody stunting. Everybody want to be hard. Everybody want to be seen. Everybody want to be the biggest and the baddest. And they ain't even none of that. They had the heart to do nothing. It's just false. It's fake.
Exactly.
And I was like, you know what? I'm done with
people are going back home to their mansions while you're talking about you being on the street and you selling this and you selling that.
Right. And I said that in one of my things. I was like, y'all hear this? And I know personally, some people, they jump on stage and they bust their head, whatever you doing, they ain't doing nothing. They going home to their little wife and their little kid and their little nice house, and they chilling. Scary as ever, they ain't living that life. You know, and that's what they speak. And then you got people listening to it, and they really go out there and do it and stupid. Oh, now you in jail for life now. But the person you was gleaming from, the person that you was listening to, they at home living their life, and their kid is going to go to college and going to be something, you know, and you sitting in jail with life. And, you know, it's just, I mean, people, my whole point, my mission now is to just preach Jesus. Repent and just turn to God. Just know that God is real. Outside of everybody else, outside of these pastors and what they doing in the church and how they messing up and all this, God is God, and he is real, and he all-powerful, and all I want you to do is find out for yourself. Let him reveal himself to you, and you see what's real. And another thing I'm trying to get people to notice just about words, you know, and I can speak on it because I'm that person that back then was talking all kind of filth and just stuff that was not, you know, was not good for people. And then God showed me, and I turned away from it. And I was like, I'm done with it all. God, I give it all up for you. Whatever you want me to do. And I had to humble myself. I had to humble myself, and I had to let go of some things. And God's still working on me, still purging me, still showing me and the things that's in me that need to be fixed, you know. But I'm not going back. And I just want people to know, man, even just a regular person, you don't even have to be an artist, that just guard what you say and what you hear, because the eyes and the ears, and that's what my book is about, the eyes and the ears are the windows to your soul. Whatever you seeing with your eyes, you know, for example, you looking at a lot of pornography or whatever, then that's what you putting in you. So eventually you're going to start acting that out. You keep putting that in you. You know, and you keep hearing stuff in your ear. Somebody keep telling you you stupid. Or you keep listening to profanity and negativity and stuff. You're going to be like that. It ain't what goes in a man's mouth. It's what come out of him that defiles him, because it's in your heart. And I'm trying to get people to see that you need to fill yourself up with positive stuff. Your life can change. God can transform you. People look at that Bible and they say, oh, that's just a word. That's just a book. You don't even know the power that book is. You got to have the Holy Ghost to even know, you know. And I'm just like, words, they spirit and they life. You can speak life, but you can speak death
too. You got to constantly read the Bible.
I didn't read the Bible, the whole Bible, so many times, and I'm still reading. I'm gonna be reading the Bible forever until I leave this earth, because I'm always getting a revelation. Like, God just opening stuff. God, you think you know something, you don't know nothing. Look at this. I'm like, what? That Bible is so rich, I can't even cover it. I'm just like, oh, my God, there's so much in here. There's so much in here. And people don't know, man. People is what they listening to. You got to, man, it's so much it's getting worse. Like even music today is not even like music. It's not even like hip-hop. Like, even if you was a gangster rapper, it ain't even gangster no more. It's like blasphemy and demonic. It's like, oh, my goodness. If people can just realize and watch what they listen to, because they don't know. They don't know. They don't know what they listening to, filling themselves up or what's just, it's so much stuff. I'm like, God, this is a big mission, but I mean, I'm going to just do, you know, I just want to be led by his spirit and do what he want me to do. That's all I can do. I can't take it on. It's too big. I don't even want to take it on. But that's my mission now. You know, I came from what people looking at. They looking at that industry, and they want to be in the industry, and they want money, and all that stuff don't even matter. It don't matter. Like, you look at Steve, I mean, the one that created the Apple iPad, whatever. I mean, he was what, a billionaire?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like a billionaire? Okay, but he couldn't save his own life, though. He couldn't buy him a pancreas. You feel what I'm saying? And that's where the deep thing come in. You got to have God in your life, man, because I bet he stood there and he was like, all this stuff he has done, and he may have been saved or whatever. And if he's saved and he did, he in heaven. He with glory, whatever. That's cool. But I'm just saying, like, all of that stuff he accomplished and how he's a billionaire, he couldn't save himself if he wanted to. He couldn't buy him 10 more extra years. And I want people to get to see that money is not all that, you know, the material things. Oh, you see these people and they got Bentleys and they got this and they just a walking dead, though. They have all of this, but yet they have nothing. They really have nothing because this life is temporary and everything in it, everything going to rot, it's going to mold, it's going to go away with. But what we need to be doing is building up our spiritual, what's going to happen in the next life when you leave this one, because the next one is eternal, forever. So, I mean, that's all I'm trying to get to the people, man. The fame don't matter to me, money don't matter to me, been there, done that. Money, people, millionaires, billionaires, they don't blow my mind. Like,
exactly.
I've been around all of that. I see what it really is. And it's really a facade. Like, it's really, it's fake. Half the artists in the industry is not happy. They depressed. Why do you think they taking prescription pills? They drinking liquor. They snorting coke. They doing all this stuff. Why? You got money. You happy, right? You can go buy up the mall. You can go do anything you want. Take care of your family. What is you doing this for? Why are you destroying yourself? Because they're not really happy. They're not happy. They're not. So, I mean, I don't really want to start a sermon or whatever, but
but you are so right, and it's like materialistic. It's more of a materialistic thing right now, and it's crazy. But you can see everything revealing. You can see the Bible.
Oh yeah.
Unfolding every day.
Yeah.
You know, you hear about the wars. You hear about the just the famines and people's sicknesses and the weather. You don't know if it's hot, cold, hot. You know, the seasons. It's all being revealed right now. You know, he's come back anytime. There's too much crazy stuff going on right now. So,
you know crazy
everybody got to get it right.
Right. And the thing is, God said all of this. God said all of that. It's no surprise to the people that know. And the thing about it is going to get worse.
And the Bible says that if it was so, even the elect would be fooled. That's scary. The elect that know God could be fooled behind what's about to happen. See, people don't know. They don't read the Bible, so they don't know. They're going to be lost. They don't know that God already said what's going to happen. He already said when you don't know the time, but you could tell when it's going to happen. He said when you see the abomination of desolation, people don't know what that is. When you see him standing in the holy place, people don't know what all that is. You know, the Antichrist or whatever this person that's coming, people going to think he Christ because he's going to be doing signs and wonders and miracles and all this. And God said that's a lie. That ain't even him. You know, the Bible said he going to say, oh, I'm the Christ, I'm here. I'm here, I'm in the desert, I'm here. Don't go. But they're going to have people that go because they're going to see all them miracles and wonders, and they're going to think it's God. But God already said how he was coming, and we already know
exactly.
How he coming.
Thunder.
You know what I'm saying?
What did he say? It's going to be
he
thunder.
He said like lightning out of the sky.
Yeah.
He going to come on a cloud. So if you don't see a man cracking the sky open, coming in a cloud, then it ain't Jesus.
No, it ain't.
But, you know,
he
people ain't going to know that.
Right. Yeah.
Right, because people don't know that. So they're going to be getting food. They're going to be getting the mark. They're going to be good. They're going to be doing a lot of stuff. And that's what I'm saying, man. Get in the Bible. Get in that Bible and read and pray and read and pray and find out for yourself, because they're going to have a lot of people lying. I mean, pastors, and when it get really hard, you're going to see people falling away. They said it in the Bible. It's no surprise. People are going to be falling away from the faith. They ain't going to stand because it's going to be too hard.
Well, I'm going to give you a prime example. Look at, like you was talking about, the churches. You know, people like, oh, you know, pastor this. But, you know, this pastor did this. But guess what? Even though that pastor did that, all he had to do was repent. You know.
Exactly.
The people that talk about the preacher doing this and the preacher doing that and so negative, guess what? He might beat you in heaven. You know, all he got to do is repent. That's all he got to do.
And that's the thing, you know. That's the thing. It's like we all fall short. We don't practice sin. A lot of people use that as an excuse. But when you get on another level, you know what it really means. We not perfect. We mess up. We don't practice sin. We don't go back to our vomit. Like God brought you out of something. You don't go back to it. You keep doing the same thing. You're constantly supposed to be changing. You got the all-powerful, the greater in you. So you're supposed to be changing. If you ain't changing, then something ain't right. But we all mess up. But the thing is to repent and to move forward. Like repent from, they got people that don't repent. You know, Saul didn't repent. And that's the thing. You gotta repent, man. You gotta repent and just ask God to wash you and forgive you and move forward. Keep going.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, we already have some callers on the line. I know that's been waiting. And I know we're gonna get to your music as well, but I'm gonna go ahead and go to the phone line. We're gonna go to that 843 number. You are on the air with Nikki Rich and Miss Stephanie C, formerly known as Miss China White.
Hi, Nikki, and hi, Miss formerly known as China White. How are you all today?
Hi.
Good.
It's Shaquetta. I'm actually the promotions director for the Nikki Rich Show. But I wanted to call in and just chime in and piggyback off something that you all were saying that is, like, so true. One thing I wanted to say that was brought to my attention is that elevation requires elimination. I know we talk about, you know, when we're going through or when God is elevating us, sometimes we feel lonely. And the thing with that is, it's just because where we're going, everyone can't go.
Exactly.
Things that God is doing and visions that you see, not everyone can see it. And so, you know, it's hard to see it like that sometimes because maybe it's somebody that's been in your life for years, and now when God starts elevating you, it just seems like, you know, they may fall off from you or they may not understand, and that's fine because not everyone can see that vision. So that was, like, the first thing. And the second thing I wanted to say is I was at Bible study, and one thing the pastor said that stuck out to me is, you know, and seek God. God sought us out. He was never lost. It's always night. We were the ones that were lost. And it's just like it just came to a point where we stopped running. And it's sometimes it's sad because we stop running or start listening when we're at our darkest points, when we're in our, you know, darkest days, which is fine. And I personally, you know, understand that because January 1st of this year, I lost my brother, and it was one of the hardest things and still is the hardest thing that I've ever had to endure. But I've learned to praise my way through because it confuses the enemy. And when we can learn to praise him in our darkest days, he will bless us. He will give us more because when he gives it, he know we will praise him then.
Yes, Lord.
So that's a, you know, we have to understand that as well, not to just, you know, praise God when we get that new job or when we get that new car.
Exactly.
But praise him when things aren't going well. And at
right,
our age,
he's gonna,
you know,
text you.
We don't. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, just saying, he's gonna text you. I mean, you gotta be tried.
Oh yeah. Definitely. So when you were saying that, it was just, you know, dawning on me as well that when he does elevate us, you know. Sometimes it will be lonely, and sometimes, you know, we will feel alone because we're, you know, when, like you said, people say, oh, you change. But when you go through things and when he elevates you, you shouldn't want that person to stay the same. You should want them to change for the better.
Right.
I definitely, you know, commend you on what you're doing, and it will, you know, touch souls and bring souls in. And never to stop. Don't stop. You know, maybe one person won't get it, but five others will. So, you know, definitely
right.
Keep that up.
I mean, it's my I love God. Like, I'm a Jesus freak. I love him for real. You know, it's like I can't do nothing else. I can't see myself doing nothing else. Like, it's not a gimmick. It ain't like temporary today, next week I'm going to be, it's my lifeline. This is what I live and breathe, you know, and I'm, I mean, you know, I don't know, people come against you. I mean, hey, you say you're going to be persecuted. Anyway, Jesus
is persecuted. You will get persecuted for the God, for righteousness. But I'd rather go through for righteousness sake than for doing something out of line, you know?
Right, definitely.
But, man, God is awesome. I don't,
yeah.
You know, some people want him, some people want him, some people don't. And it's cool, but I will preach the gospel no matter what. Like, real talk.
Exactly.
Whether they accept it or they don't.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you, Miss Chiquetta, for coming on and showing your love and support to the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to get to some more callers. I see we have other callers on the line, and we thank you, and you're so much. You're so helpful to the show, so we thank you so much.
No problem. Y'all have a good night.
And God bless, son.
God bless you all, too. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now we're going to get back to some more callers, and we would like to thank Ms. Chiquetta for all that she does as well. But we're going to go to a 617 number. 617, you are on the air with Miss Chyna White and Miss Nikki Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. This is Roland Bishop. Miss Nikki, I follow you on Twitter, BGH3.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Miss Stephanie, formerly known as Chyna White?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. It's funny because I wanted to say just about a year ago, I was sitting there listening to some old Little John, and I was like, I wonder whatever happened to us. But I'm glad that you actually took the positive away, you know, for yourself, you know. And I was listening earlier, and there was a couple things that you said that really brought my attention because and you hit the nail right on the coffin when you had said that, you know, what people do and people think of the industry because of the videos and everything that they see, and you know, they figure like, okay, well, they're gonna be like them, you know. And like you said, meanwhile, the entertainer that you're listening to, he's back at home with his family and friends and living the good life, and you in jail because, like, you know, you heard him say something and you acted out on it. And
right.
People have to understand, right. And people have to understand, like, TV, entertainment, media, it's all smoke and mirrors. You know, what you see is an act, you know, and a lot of people don't understand that. You know, when I do my voiceovers, you know, because I'm also a voice actor too. So when I do my
mm-hmm.
voice actors, like I got an upcoming show doing, I'm doing the brand new Gargoyles tomorrow. And that, when I put my voice into that, that's my character. That's who I am. You know, that's not my everyday life. And a lot of people, when they see that on TV, when they see the bling bling, the cars, and, you know, the half-naked women running around, they figure, like, this is what life got to be about. This is what life is to be about. And it's one thing to set yourself up for success, but you, just like you said, it's your soul that is the most precious thing that you do possess. And you have to actually make sure that is prepared. Because once you leave this life right here on earth, there's another one that you have to go to, and it's a journey of whether you want to take the high road or the low road.
Right.
And, right. And people don't understand that. You know, they see this and they figure, because I have a lot of friends of mine, and, you know, when we get into big debates, because when it gets to religion, you can talk about that all day, and I'm pretty sure you understand that.
Oh, yeah,
and,
trust me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a conversation that can last hours, it can last days, it can last weeks. I mean, it's a conversation that's going to keep progressing. And, you know, with a lot of friends of mine, a lot of people I know, the first thing they think of the negativity when it comes to, like, the church of any kind, you know, especially when it comes to, like, public churches. You know, they think it's, like, too much gospel or the pastor got a Cadillac. I mean, sometimes you have to really take a step and look out the box and get yourself, you know, prepared. I mean, you don't, and I was just telling a young brother the other day, you don't even have to go to church. You can sit at home with the Bible and learn and read it to himself. As long as you can read it is one thing. It's the understanding. That's another.
Right. That's what I told somebody. I say, it's one thing to read the Bible, but it's another to have a revelation.
Right.
You
right.
know, and I heard this other woman, and I used to go back and forth with people. You can go back with people all day with God. Everybody gonna have their own thoughts and their own opinions. And when this one, I used to do that, and it used to wear me out. I don't do it anymore. Sometimes, but I really don't. This woman said that one day she said God can't be explained. He gotta be revealed. And once she said that, I was done, because people gonna debate. They gonna go all the way down to Jesus was this color. I'm like, I don't care if he was purple. You know, I really don't care. I care about the real deal. And I just step back sometimes. I'm like, look, you know what? I know what I know. I know what I do. I know what I live. I know I get in here and pray. I know I felt his presence. I know he come in here and he real. And I'm done with it. Whatever. Believe what you want. If you accept it, you accept it. If you don't, you don't.
The least expected times.
Yeah, you could waste your breath. You know what it is? It's the enemy, and then you wore out and tired, and you have no energy, and it don't make sense. Like, we have to really discern. Like, I pray for discernment, keen discernment every day, and just, you know, be like, God, man, I can see the enemy. I can hear when the enemy talking. He always talks through people, through Christians, through your family, through mama, through that, through a lot of people. You know, and I'm just like, okay, whatever, on to the next.
Right, but
you know,
see, I'm going to tell you that, Crystal, a lot of people need to get themselves right, because I do know this, though. I may not know a lot of things, but I do know some, and I do know that from growing up in the church and, you know, my mother being, like, you know, real heavy in church and everything, I could tell you right now that there's a scripture in the Bible. I can't really quote it like that, but I know the scripture in the Bible when they said God has sent a man three warnings. He gave him three warnings that he failed to heed. You see what I'm saying? And right now, people need to think. I mean, like the hurricanes that happen. I mean, people got to understand. Like, this is. He's coming. You see what I'm saying? He's actually talking to us. He's sending us these warnings.
I mean, God already said it.
Right. I mean, these things came in three. You know, people need to. I mean, they need to pray up and prepare. You see what I'm saying? And they really need to do, like, what it is they got to do. I mean, and it's like you said, you know, when it comes to this industry, whatever, people are going to put on that act, people are going to put on that show just to get the consumer to buy. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's what it's about.
That's what the industry is. Right. That's what the
industry
is.
And that's the decision that I had to make. I had to decide if I was going to play the game like them and do what it takes. Mm-hmm. To make it big like that, or was I? And I said, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not doing it. So
yes.
I gotta put if I have to put music out on YouTube and do it and just do what I do on a computer, then that's what I'm gonna do, because I'm not playing that game. I'm not gonna do what you say. I don't rock how you rock. I'm not under your law.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna do it. Some people want to fame. They want money. And guess what? If you're going to play that game, then that's what you're going to have to do what it takes and do what they say do.
Well,
exactly.
It's like the Bible said, what profit does it go to a man when he gains the whole world and loses only soul?
And loses soul.
You see what I'm saying? Right, right.
And people don't understand.
Right. You can have everything. I mean, you can have the money, the big high. I mean, you can have every single thing. Your soul ain't right. You have to remember, once we leave this earth, think about it. It's the Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Once we leave here, the riches, the yachts, the Maybachs, everything that you didn't got, it's not going to go with you to the next life.
No, not at all.
And it's not, and that's why you say store up your treasures in heaven. But people don't want to, man, they don't want to sacrifice, they don't understand it. Hopefully they will come into the knowledge. Hopefully God do open the eyes to their understanding. You know, because some people say everybody is not going to be saved. You know, and people don't want to believe that, but, you know, I thank God that I'm in the fold. You know, I thank him. Because he's long-suffering. God is long-suffering. He's not hateful.
Yeah, and one thing is, you can tell people until you're blue in the face, but it's up to them to heed the warning. You know what I mean? It's just like I said earlier. It's one thing to read the Bible. It's the next thing. It's one thing to understand it. You know, and it's like I say all the time. You know, I'm not going to try to save somebody who don't want to be saved. You know,
speaking of save, what people don't realize also, because when you turn your life over to Christ, you are to also, you know, make sure other souls get saved and, you know, get out there and preach the word and spread his gospel. Don't just keep it amongst yourself. I know I see some Christians want to be, you know, oh, I'm Christian. I'm not dealing with this person in the streets. I'm not dealing with this rapper. I'm not dealing with this this homeless man. You know, you're too good. But you don't supposed
right.
to do that. You're supposed to help one another because guess what? He also is not looking at you just being saved. He going to look at your
right.
work.
Right.
He going to judge you based on your work. If you're saved, what have you done, you know? The
right,
people
right.
you turn your back on that needed that shelter, the person that needed that food, that you just kept on walking, you know.
Right.
He going to look at all that.
Right.
Right, see what I worked is dead.
Right. And before I sign off, because I don't want to, you know, take up too much time on your show, Miss Nikki, but, you know, and one thing I'm going to agree with what China was saying earlier when she was saying that the music nowadays is, like, way different. See, I'm one of them old school heads who was still trapped in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? I still listen to DMX, Wu-Tang, and, you know what I mean? I listen to this stuff
uh-huh.
because, like, that's the era I grew up in. So, like, to me, like, that you know what I mean? All this new stuff that I hear nowadays, it seems kind of noise. And it's funny because I remember when I was little, you know, my father and them, they say the same thing. Oh, you know, that music that you listen to is noise. You know what I mean? Because music, it just, as time goes on, it evolves. You know what I mean? Back when my parents were listening to music, they would listen to, you know, they listen to Shalamar, The Temptations, The Whispers. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then when I came around, it was like more like Curtis Blow, you know, the Fat Boys. And when I got older, it was like N.W.A. and then Wu-Tang and Biggie. And nowadays, I'm listening to things, and it sounds more like, I mean, Beyonce, I don't know if I'm listening to a commercial, if I'm listening to a song. And everything is more of a gimmick now. I mean, the gimmick is all song, dance, clothing. It's a lot of weird things that I'm just not really getting with. You see what I'm saying? I mean, China, even when you was doing the whole thing with Little John and Eastside Boys, like, you know, when you guys were coming out, you guys were doing your thing. That was a whole new way because at that time, the South was just getting put on. So when you guys came out with the, you know, B.I., and you guys came out with the, you know, put your hood up and everything, you know what I'm saying? And I seen in the video that, you know, even before David Banner came out, y'all had David Banner and Bone Crush in the video. Like, even
uh-huh.
like the stuff that y'all was making, you don't even hear it like that no more. I mean, you hear it now, but it's not the same. It ain't the same like when y'all was out there producing and doing music, because y'all had the world rocking at that time.
And that was a facade with some of them. Me, I was on there doing what I do.
Like, right.
Man, I really would do something to you, like, for real. Like, if I wasn't faking with it, but that was the anger in me, you know?
Right.
Some of them ain't even about
In that B.I.B.I. video, I can see you had that anger when you had the axe in your hand with the water sprinkles coming down. I was like, whoa, she
really
fits.
That was my favorite part, too. I think
that
was everybody's favorite part. They was getting crunked up for that one. They were like, yeah.
Right. You could tell she was really going hard in it because, you know, she light-skinned. I mean, in one verse, she heard her whole face turn red. And I was like, wow, okay, she really going on. She was like, China White, a.k.a. The Apostle. I was like, okay, then. You know what I mean? Mama's sitting out there. You know what I mean?
I was serious about it. That was coming out from my heart. It wasn't no entertainment with me. But
right,
at one
right,
point,
right,
I
right,
had
right.
asked my label. I was when I started really. I was like, can I just do a gospel album? I was like, let me do a gospel album. If it flop, then let it flop. But let me do
right.
what I want to do. And it was like, no,
right.
We ain't doing no gospel album. So you know, I kind of went through the emotions, and God was moving me out. He was. He got his plan. You know what I'm saying? God have his plan for everybody. And I
right.
guess
and sometimes and when you do that, I'm pretty sure, China, I'm pretty sure when you made the transition, I'm pretty sure you've seen your friends go and dwindle in their numbers. Because I was actually speaking, you know what I'm saying, with I'm not sure if you guys remember, I was speaking with Gangsta Boo, and she did the same exact thing. She transitioned her life and everything all for the better, and she's doing good now. But all them friends and everything that she said she was having back when she was doing her thing with 3-6 Mafia and everything, she didn't even have no more. You know
but
what I mean?
She transitioned, but she went back.
She
transitioned, but she went back. She went back to the old her.
Right. Her, Mace, they all did that. You know what I mean?
They went back, you know, and because they see you can't, it ain't what it is. I'm telling you, like, it's a sacrifice. Like, me, don't nobody mess with me.
Right.
I mean, I've reached out to a few people. I really don't reach out to a lot of them because it's like, how can two walk together unless they agree? They don't understand where I'm at, so I can't really, you know. But I have reached out to some of them. Like, I've reached out to John, even though I was like, God, you know what, I'm going to just do it. I don't know if this your will,
mm-hmm.
but I reached out to him like, look, why don't you produce this gospel album? He don't answer.
Right.
You know, I don't mess with nobody. Like, they don't mess with me, you know, but that's how people go. They feel like sometimes people also, they be like, well, when you out the game, they don't see you doing nothing. You ain't nothing. But, you know, as soon as you blow to the top, everybody got your number. Oh, yeah,
they
I got
wanna
your
come
number.
Back.
Yeah, I see you doing your thing, but I mean, it's a walk, it's a narrow road. Everybody ain't on it, and everybody not gonna represent Jesus. They don't
exactly.
want that. They're not
exactly.
gonna hit. You start saying Jesus, they're like, oh wait, yeah, you religious, you preacher, oh yeah, cool. And that's cool because I was in a point where I love God. I mean, I ain't blaspheming, but I didn't have that much wisdom, and I still was in the world doing my thing, you know. You couldn't tell me
yeah,
I love God, but I still was out in the club and doing the shows, drinking. And then until he just brought me into that knowledge of, okay, if you faith without works is dead, okay, when you believe something, you display that. You show that. You show
uh-huh.
what you believe. You know, so I'm like, I believe the word, and God changed me. Like, okay, I don't do these things no more. I don't do this no more. I don't say this. I don't wear it. I don't go here. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I understand with some of these rappers. Okay, I understand that if that's all they have in their heart, that's what they're going to put out. So if they're angry, they're mad, they're broken, they don't care, they're on drugs, that's what they're going to put out. Okay, that's cool. My whole thing, I'm just trying to be a witness. Okay, I hear you, but let me try to enlighten you on this. Okay, if you say this, you got to watch what you say. You got to change your life up. You could go to God. He could help you. He could transform you. He'll get you off that dope. He'll get you off them drugs. He'll heal your heart. You know, that's all I'm trying to do. You know, I don't want to judge
right.
them because I come pretty harsh sometimes, but I'm not trying to judge nobody. I'm just saying I've been there. I know what God could do, and I know the importance of words and what you say, and the music is not just entertainment. It's spiritual because anytime you could put on a song and it puts you in a certain mood, then you know something got to be alive in that song.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
you
right.
sitting home, you go throw on R. Kelly, bump and grind. Next thing you know, you in a mood, you want to have sex. Okay? Something got to be alive in that song. You put on a little
exactly.
John. You ready to bust somebody's head. You ready to get bucked. You ready to kill somebody. What's that? Something is alive in that song. Some spirit
right,
is alive.
Right.
That's why God said words of spirit in their life. You can speak life or
right.
you can speak death. You know, when Tupac spoke all that stuff on himself, Tupac wasn't no magician. Tupac, now, he could have seen that he was going to die, and he decided to take it. But he could have said, no, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's what he could have said if he dreamt that he was going to die. But whatever he started speaking at, he spoke that. You could speak stuff on your life. Biggie said, life after death, ready to die. He spoke that.
But unfortunately, though, we see the outcome of what they. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not trying to knock them because Biggie let's put it this way. Biggie, like, hands down, Dead or Alive, that's my favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? But they spoke. Right. But see, the thing is, they actually spoke more about, like, you know, one of my favorite Biggie songs, right, was Suicidal Death. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not. Suicidal
yeah.
Thought, excuse me. And I'm not sure if you remember that, but Nicki, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you remember the song, he's calling Puff, and he's telling him, I mean, he's basically giving the story, but he's, you know, talking about he's contemplating suicide, and at the end of the song, he really, you know, goes out there and follows through with it. And a lot of his songs out there were speaking about death or killing somebody. Same thing with Tupac. You know, they talked about death as if they were obsessed with it. And unfortunately, they
right.
cut way before their time, because Tupac was, what, 25, Biggie was 24? So it was
right.
like way before your time. I mean, way before y'all even got to really experience the world like that, you see?
But you know what's the thing about them, I believe? They was in their industry. They probably was depressed in their industry on everything and how everything go. You know, I mean, they got some stuff going on in their industry for real, real. Them boys probably was depressed and had demonic spirits on them. But they didn't have nobody. I don't see where they had anybody
walked in their life and said, I'm going to cast that depressed spirit off of you. You can live. You ain't got to stay in this. Walk away from it right now. Can't nobody kill you. Turn your life over to God. Repent. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, I mean,
right.
Maybe it was meant for them to go to be an example. I really don't know.
Right.
It could be so many different ways, you know, but I'm just saying maybe they didn't have nobody that could speak that out for them because you can get a spirit of depression on you. You can get demonic spirits oppressing you, and you need deliverance. You need somebody to fast and pray for you and to see that in their hands. Maybe they didn't have that in their life. They had a bunch of people that was just rocking with them. Now, if I was around, I didn't have no enlightenment either back then in those days. So I don't know. I believe God was talking to Pac because I seen something in Pac. Like, you know, I seen something in him where I was like that. I was on this side. I'll do a positive song. Then I'll go back to hit him up straight up doing it. I was back and forth in the middle, back and forth in the middle. But, you know, you can't be lukewarm. You either hot or cold. And I think Pac should have just made that. I don't know if he was about to make the decision or he just, I don't know. I can't call it. I mean, he should have just walked away from it, you know, whatever. I don't know,
right.
But maybe it's supposed to go like that.
Right. And that's what
I really don't know.
Like you said, maybe because, like, it seemed like he was more of a prophet for his own, you know, for his own death, you know, more than me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. He could have had the prophetic gift on it, but the thing is, he should have made a decision like me. If I would have decided to stay where I was, I probably would have got killed or something. Who knows? I don't know what would have happened to me. I could have decided I'm going to stay in this industry. I love God. I love you. I want to do this, but I got to get this money, man. I gotta make it happen. I'm going to just stay in the game. I'm going to make the money. Then I'm going to get out. You know how people say, oh, I'm going to make my money first. Then I'm going to get out the game. And I know what I tell them.
Right.
I say, but what if you don't make it out of the game before you get the money? You know what I'm saying? And God never told me where I was going. I still really don't know where I'm going, but I just say, God, okay, I give it all up for you. I walk away from it. I'm going to walk away from it now. I'm done with it. Because I don't know if I would have been a Biggie or a Pac. You know, I don't know if I would have been in a club and somebody would have shot me up or whatever, was going. I feel like I would have got killed, really. I feel like I would have. And I decided, like, and I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy that I'm out. You know, I'm out. I just thank God. I just tell anybody, just look, you, God can save you. You wanna be changed, God can save you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you on. I don't care where you at. God can do it because he's all powerful.
Right.
You know, you gotta go to him. You gotta go to him.
Well, I'm gonna ask you a question because you had just said that, you know, you don't know right now exactly where, you know, where his plan is for you. But I'm gonna ask you this though. What's your transition right now? Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. I just want to.
All right,
that's
all that matters. That's all that matters. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm a little irritated though, because I'm like, God, I want to take, you know, this to a bigger level, but maybe I need to be happy where I'm at. Wherever he wanted to go is gonna go, you know.
Right.
So
he's gonna prepare you with the people. He's going to send people to you to help with you and to help take you to that next level.
Right.
Really, my main goal is to please God. That's all that matters to
mm-hmm.
me. That's all that really matters to me. As long as I'm pleasing him, I'm good.
Okay. Well, we got some more callers, and we thank you for calling in. We're going to get to some more callers that's on the line right now. All right.
Good talking.
Okay, I see we have a 347 number. Caller, you are on the air with Miss China White.
Yes, hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, on Twitter, this is also EMT Ramos 1, and I think she knows me. I'm also Jonathan Ramos on Facebook.
How are you?
What's up? How are you?
finally I got in touch. Yeah, I think it's good. Well, everything is getting better, and I'm just trying to, like, do what, I don't know if you remember from way in the past, I've kind of been talking about the things I've been going through, like, with my father here, you know, because I'm kind of solo in my life. I've been pretty much, you know, going through all my challenges on my own and learning right from wrong on my own and stuff. And nowadays, it's like, and I'm 25 now, and things are, like, starting to get, like, more harder for me because everything is getting, like, overwhelming because I go through stuff. But, you know, my father drinks, you know, he smokes, and all he cares about is the money. And I really, you know, I don't got no brothers, no sisters, so I've pretty much been, alone, like, since I was young to now. My mother has a undiagnosed mental disorder, meaning my father never really, since I was young, took her to, like, really get her help. And I pretty much know that she has something, like, she doesn't know who I am, who anybody is. I mean, she knows I'm Jonathan. Like, she can, I mean, and obviously, like, she knows I'm her son or somebody to her because she sees me every day in the house and my father every day in the house. And now, you know, it's just like, I know I want to help her. I want to, at the same time, do what I can for myself, but it's like I can't really do anything for her because my father is, you know, very, very, very controlling of her. So he doesn't, like, want her to be a guinea pig or whatever. So... Mm-hmm. As I'm getting older, anyway, I'm just trying to, like, really, I'm a very open-minded person, so I try to, like, you know, reach out there and do what I can to, one of the biggest things, and I wanted to talk to you about, too, is, like, you know, I'm just, how to get myself more in touch with God and stuff, and just kind of find myself in a different aspect. Like, I know who I am, I know what I want to do, you know, I work as a paramedic, and I'm waiting to go into the fire department here in New York City, and I want to continue my military career too. But the thing is that when you want to, take you deeper into that world, is the fact that I've made a lot of, like, errors and mistakes, and I think that's due to a lack of, the real kind of guidance that maybe I should be getting from day one that I haven't been getting, and it's just been getting, like, real hard, you know.
I mean, you have to, one thing you have to do, you have to, this is just exactly what you have to do. You have to go in a quiet place and say just what you want. God, I want to get closer to you. Help me, teach me how to get closer to you. I mean, like when you meet somebody, you get to know them, right? You know, I mean, you get to know them, you spend time with them, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's how you got to do with God. Every day you got to spend time with him. You got to sit down, you got to pray, you got to read the Bible. Sometimes you just sit there quiet and say, God, I'm here. I'm here. I want to hear you more. You know, you got to ask him for ears to hear him. You just got to spend time with him. Read your Bible and pray, 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 pray. He's going to reveal himself to you.
And be still. Meditate. You be still. Go in a room. Don't go in a room with TVs and your friends hanging out and whatever else. You know, sometimes you got to be still. Just sit.
You know what, though? Look at this. This is a funny story, right? Because I kind of feel like this is a good example of the stuff I go through. And this is with a person that I supposedly had fallen in love with before since, like, I came back from the Army 3 years ago. And when I met her, right, and just to make kind of a long story short, since I met her, I kind of, like, I don't know why I used such a situation to, like, really bring myself to God more, because you know why? This is what I did. What I did was I would literally pray every single day since I met her. Like, please, God, you know, like, I know that people come and go in your life and, you know, and all that. Sometimes people leave for a reason, but if it's at all possible, can this person please stay? Like, I will do, like, every day, that's what I will do. Like not literally every day, but very, very often. And, you know, it's been 3 years now, and last week we made the decision to stop talking and, like, to pretty much end it all together because I've been through so much shit. Like, if I tell you the couple of things that I went through with her, it'll, like, literally irritate you and annoy you. And it's for good reason, because you know why? Because I pretty much, everyone that I opened up to, like, friend-wise, whatever, that knows about the situation I went through with her, are pretty much annoyed by it. And it's like, Jonathan, you know, and that's my name. And he says, you know what? You know, I'm like, I know all the answers. I know what I'm supposed to do, but then I don't, like, listen or pay attention. That's, like, part of my problem sometimes. I kind of exacerbate my own situations. I make it kind of worse for myself than what it is already. But I'm not really, that's not my intention in any situation. But apparently, it just still ends up that way. And that's what I'm, like, one of the things I'm trying to get out of. And I've been literally, since I've been back from active duty, I've been devoting myself, like, any free time. I mean, no, I don't, you know, I don't lose track. I still stay focused. I try to, you know, keep my goals in mind. I go to school, I work, and everything like that. But when it comes to my free time, or when it comes to, like, any extra money that I got, I pretty much been in doing, you know, spending it all with her. She, when I met her, she was pregnant, 9 months, and,
okay,
you know, she...
Wait, Jonathan, I'm gonna give you a number. I'm gonna give you a number to call because this this is sort of an interview. I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
We gotta talk privately, like when we have time.
I would love to talk to you.
I'm gonna give you a number to call and then we can talk. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm gonna talk to you. But thank you. You know, just keep praying. Keep getting close to God. It's a lifestyle, okay? It's every day. It's a lifestyle forever. It's not a time thing. I mean, you can set your time, but it's you can pray in the car. You can pray in the bathroom. You can pray on the toilet. You can pray wherever. It's a life thing, you know?
Yeah.
And you need to pray God. I pray your will be done. What is your will for me? Because you can pray, but God will let you have what you pray. Then you'll find out for yourself the hard way that it ain't what you wanted. So, you know, I mean, in trials and tribulations, we learn from them, so it's good, too. But I'm going to send you a number, and then I'm going to call, and we're going to talk personally, like, you know, on another another time.
I love that. Okay.
Well,
I promise.
You know, yes, we thank you for tuning in, and don't be a stranger to the Nikki Rich Show, but, yeah, just talk to God. You know, give it all to him, anything you're going through. Just give it all to God. And we thank you again for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show.
And one more thing, God don't move when you say move. Like, you know, I had a dream once and I asked him for revelation. He didn't give it to me until 3 days later. So you got to pray and believe what you're praying for and believe that God going to speak to you. I mean, he might speak to you a year from now. He might speak to you a week, 2 days. Just believe that he will. But he's not going to do it when you want.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna send you that number. I promise, I'm gonna send you the number and we can talk.
I don't have no more Facebook. I just still have Twitter. I still have Twitter and Foursquare and email.
Okay,
so,
I'll send it to you on Twitter then.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
No.
Yeah. Miss China, I want to go ahead. I know we've been talking. It's been so awesome. But I want to get to your music right now. I know you have The Devil Gotta Go. Tell us a little bit about that.
That song, it's just basically saying, man, that God gave us dominion, especially when you're in his will. He gave us dominion. You don't have to. The devil gonna come. His little imps or his little plots and schemes, he gonna come. And I don't know if it's God allowing him to come to show you what's in you, to prove what's in you, or he's just attacking you or whatever. Whatever the situation is, the greater is you that, you know, the greater is in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You can defeat the devil. God gave us all power over the enemy. He is under our feet. We can tread upon him. So when he come, you can stand up and say, you got to go. You got to go. Depression, you got to go. Hate, you got to go. Devil, you got to take your hands off my family. And you need to start quoting the word to him. And that's what that song was about. You know, it wasn't about me. It wasn't about me being lyrical. It wasn't about, you know, it was about just sending the message of the devil got to go. If he on your back, you can tell him, get off your back in the name and blood of Jesus. So,
amen.
Yeah.
All right. This is exclusive. Exclusive from Miss Stephanie C, formerly known as Miss China White, The Devil Gotta Go. Check it out.
Oh, I'm gonna bust him in the head, but not on the level you think. Oh yeah, we don't fight a gift, let your brother know the word, yeah. Cause that boy
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We are live with Miss Stephanie C., formerly known as China White. You were just listening to The Devil Gotta Go. I'm loving that. That is hot. That is
man,
hot.
Man, you know, at one point I had said I would never rap in church. When I first started, and I was like, God, I give my love to you. I give it all that. I'm never rapping in church, and I'm never doing crunk rap in church. I really didn't ever understand it. I was like, I can't do this in church. This ain't, you know, I didn't understand, but God still had me doing it, man. And even the old people, they be in there rocking. Because, you know, it's the word. Like, it ain't,
exactly.
It's the word. Because, I mean, I ain't going to lie. They got some Christian rappers not about God's business. They Christian rapping, but they ain't about God's business. They're about getting their shine on. They just on the Christian side. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I ain't about that. I'm about anointing. Cause you can rap, you can sing, you can do whatever. Gifts, you have gifts. Okay, great. But where's the anointing? It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing that has the dunamis power to change a life. You know. And you know, I said I wasn't going to do no rap, but I'm doing it, you know, and my book is done, and I'm writing another book, and I'm just going with God. You know, whatever he tell me to do, I'm going to do it, period.
Man, you are rocking. I'm really feeling that. That's rocking right there. I know they be getting off in church. They be like, hey, you know. It doesn't matter, you know, like when you change your life, I mean, you can look at your past and everything, and you can look at it and see, look back and say, that was the old me. But look at me now. I'm doing something even better. I'm taking what I like to do, and I'm just, you know, enhancing it and making it better. I mean, you know, rapping
was your
thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And God created everything. He created music. He created everything. Everything belongs to him. You know what I'm saying? It was his first. That's the thing. We just perverted it with you know, the enemy perverted it, and we were being perverted, but everything is for God. We're supposed to be rapping and singing to the Lord. He created us to worship him. That's what he created us for, his good pleasure, period. You know, so it ain't about, oh, you taking the world stuff and bringing it there. Nah, dude, it belonged to God first anyway. But some people won't understand what I'm saying. You know, they don't get it. They'll get it one day. But I want to be led by the Spirit because that's what counts, period. So, I mean, if they like it, they like it. If they hate it, then they hate it. It don't matter to me because I work for the Lord. That's who I work for.
And only God can judge you. They can't put you in heaven or hell. That's who you need to be talking to.
I tell everybody, you know, make sure Jesus love you because it's in the Bible. Everybody that say, Lord, Lord, ain't going to make it in the kingdom, and that's scary. Every day I'm going, God, please let me make it in. I just want to make sure I'm straight.
Yeah.
You know, because he said he's going to say, I never knew you. They're going to say, I prophesied in your name. I did all these things, and he's going to say, I never knew you. I'm like, oh, my God, Jesus, please know me. Get me right. I want to be right. I want to make it in the kingdom, and I'm not. I don't want to be sitting here fool thinking I'm gonna make it in, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean, but you know, I know with me personally, when I changed, I had gotten saved when I was younger, but I'm talking about, you know, living for the Lord. I know when I completely, got. I would say that real close spiritual relationship with God. I always had a relationship, but when I start living for the Lord, I noticed a difference in everything. Like it was last year, I know I got a chance to, listen to Joel Osteen, Bloom Where You Plant It. And you know how you're going through things at your job and stuff like that. And right then and there, you know, I heard that message and everything changed, and you could tell a difference. You know, when you are living for God, you can just tell a difference. When you build, have that relationship with him, everything changes, and you just do stuff.
out the ordinary. You're not going to do the same things you used to. You might do still do some things, but, you know, you're gradually, you know, like, I would want to say wean yourself away from it, but, you know, you won't continue to do them all the time, or, you know, you just gradually get away from it, and it takes time. It takes
time. Right, because I mean, it's a lot. Yeah, I don't fall into the stuff I used to. At one point, if you listen to the music that I have when I was making some music in 06, a lot of people like that, I Need You. And I Need You was a real, is a real song. And but it was me kind of struggling with back and forth. Like, sin was a struggle, like certain things, fornicating and drinking, that type of, it was a struggle for me because I didn't have no understanding. But now that I have understanding, I know that it ain't no struggle. Like, God is so powerful that, I mean, when you really consume yourself with him, you don't even want to do those things. He just take it away. It don't even become a struggle. Now, some people have strongholds and habits, and that need to be broken. Okay, that's a process, yes. God might do it instantly. He might do it over time. But, I mean, people just need to get close to him. Like, that's all I stress, man. Get to know him for yourself. Can't nobody get you but you. Like, get to know him, Lord. You will find out a whole bunch of stuff, beautiful stuff.
Exactly. Well, we have one more track. We have Jesus Freak. I know you said you are Jesus Freak. So tell us about Jesus Freak.
Jesus Freak, really? Okay, man. I really originally wrote that song off of Soulja Boy, Swag, or whatever, you know, and then I just was like, okay, I like this song, I need a new beat for it, but it's just saying I'm a Jesus freak, I'm a Jesus freak, I'm a fanatic for God. I love the word, I love the spiritual things, I love the prophetic, I just, anything of God, I love it. I'm addicted to the word. Like, it's like, when I hear the word, it's like my body just get lit up, it's like life. You know, it's marrow to the bones, the Bible say. It's bread, you know. It's, and when I hear it, it's just like, oh, yes, I feel so good. So that song was just saying what I am. I'm a Jesus freak. I'm a Jesus freak. I'm like, man, we be rocking for Jesus, man. We can rock for Jesus. It's all good.
Yes, it is. It is.
I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs.
Well, let's go check it out. Jesus Freak, Miss Stephanie C, a.k.a. China White. Here we go.
You are now listening to
Jesus, don't overflow, I'm Michael Bay. I speak prophetically over these airways, make the devil mad. Showboko, rendeko, shandeke, lele, yeah, you mad. Cause you can keep me, I don't belong to you. Bruh, you's the counterfeit Gucci. I only rock with original Louis. Ain't you trying, trying, trying? Your schemes really don't woo me. So take your lust and go to hell. Jesus will prevail.
Okay, and let me see you swag it out. Let me see you swag it out. Yeah, let me see you swag it out. Put your hands up, swag it out.
Welcome back, Miss China White, Jesus Freak. Miss, let me tell you, that one is my favorite. That's my favorite. I can just see you in the church now rocking.
That I love
was
that
my
song.
Favorite song.
That song also is actually, it was a prelude almost to Devil Gotta Go. I still was going with that on that one, you know?
Okay.
You know, just telling people that you got dominion. You know, you got dominion over the enemy, man. You don't have to get beat up. You can stand up and start quoting the word. Give him the word. He know the word. He got to bow down to it. It's a spiritual war we fighting. It ain't flesh. It's spiritual. And the only way you can fight this war is in the spirit and with the word. People don't get that.
Exactly.
The devil come in and tell you, you ain't nothing, but the word said that. You know, I can mount on with wings like eagles and fly. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. That's how you fight with the word. The enemy come tell you a lie, then you come back with the word of God and shut him down.
Exactly. Well, I see we got callers still blowing it up. I'm going to go to the 818 number. 818, you are on the air with Miss Nikki Rich and Miss China White.
The CEO is in the building. What's the business, Miss Nikki Rich? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Dawn Jr., the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, came to bless your show and give a big shout out to Miss Stephanie and what she's doing. I see you, Ma. I want to give just my little bit of feedback on it. I really love that song, Gotta Go. I want to put that on my show, on my gospel show on Friday. You know, the second song, the word was very deep, and I even heard the part where she was speaking in tongues before. Yeah, I pay attention to all that stuff. I've been doing it for a long time, but as far as my format is concerned, I want to put that the first song, Gotta Go, on there. I really felt it in my spirit. And I know where you was going with the second song. I know that's y'all favorite song, and I'm not a hater. I'm a graduated because it's hard to get in the studio and put all that time in there. But you're doing some amazing stuff, and you're going to save a lot of souls with that word of God, bringing it to the people in the streets where they can beat it in their car, you know. So I'm just loving the whole vibe of the show. And, you know, when I get that text message from Miss Nikki Rich, I come to support me and the whole Entertainment Worldwide Network. You feel me?
Yes. Thank you so much. And, I mean, this show has been, tonight, Miss China, I mean, she's been, like, preaching. She's been telling the word like it is. I'm enjoying it.
I'm over here. I'm a little shout out myself. I say, go ahead and preach that word, sister. You. I mean, man.
I don't know. I just thank God, man. You know, sometimes I feel like, okay, God, it was really good. There ain't nobody seeing me. I'm waving my hand over here. But it's all good. God still, he fine-tuning me, you know. He's still working on me. I got to be all the way straight.
Well, I mean, I think you make it happen, man. I'm going to let you get back to hosting your show, but make it happen. Go ahead and get her set up for my show on Friday, and we put on with Pastor Wolf, because I think she would fit in there really well. I appreciate everything, Nikki. I'm going to be in the background.
Nikki?
Huh?
I don't know how you want me to get it to you. Are you going to send it to him or what? I don't know.
Yes, I can send it to him.
Okay.
Okay,
well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Getting this gospel out, getting this word out. It's all about God. It ain't about me.
And thank
amen,
you for
amen.
Coming on, too, man. We really appreciate it.
Nikki, I'm on every night. It's just that between doing the conference calls, I be in the chat room sometimes, and sometimes I be incognito on there as a guest. But you know what I'm saying? I be there. I'm a supporter. You feel me?
No, thank you so much.
Mad love, though. You know, I'm going to let you hold down your show now. My bad. Have a great evening,
okay.
Y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. But Stephanie, I'm telling you, I have really, really enjoyed this. You know, that's why I have my, you know, on Sundays we do gospel inspiration. And it's because, you know, I like to start my week off right, fresh, you know, revived. You know,
yeah.
Just putting God first because, yes, you know, I just started the radio in April, but, you know, you got to put God first, and I'm putting him in this because he created this. He the one that, you know, gave me this opportunity and guided me to do this. I wasn't doing radio. So, you
right.
know, and just have that platform to have you come on, and you witness and tell everybody about your story and how he has changed you. It's just amazing.
He's amazing. He would transform. I'm telling you. I'm looking to see Lil Wayne or somebody like that, him to snatch him up because that would be even bigger. You know what I'm saying? God used the foolish things to confound the wise. You know, people think that God will go get the crackhead from under the bridge and clean him up, and he'll be preaching like a crazy man. That's what he do. Because ain't nobody going to get his glory but him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you see Lil Wayne all of a sudden doing gospel, preaching the word, that's God. Only God could do that. Like, what?
Exactly.
You know, only God. I mean, he going to get his glory. He going to do what he want to do. And I just say, God, have your way. Have your way, Lord. That's all I want. I just want to be a witness, a help, whatever. I mean, he don't need help, but he worked through people, so.
He does, and I'm telling you. I mean, I feel it in my spirit, you know. I mean, just today, it's just been so awesome. The people that's called in and tuned in and, you know, it's just been amazing. It's amazing. And just to listen to you, you know, it's awesome because, like I say, I always have been a huge fan and, you know, even more of a huge fan because, you know, you living for Christ, my sister, you know. So it's a blessing just to have you on and an honor to have you on the Nikki Rich Show.
I just thank you. Thank you. Any platform, you know, to get it out, I believe is, you know, it was ordained.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited. I'm just excited. I just want to be used by him.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
I mean,
truly doing it from my heart. You know, it ain't no gimmick. It ain't no game. It ain't no motive behind it. It's just that I love him and I want to please him and I want to see people go to the next level. That's it.
Exactly. Now, where do you see yourself in the next few years?
Oh, my goodness. Probably preaching the gospel around the world. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be in a traditional way, like in a church, or I really don't know, but I know I'm going to be in ministry, like, you know,
okay.
Besides business, you know, and I don't really know if I'm going to be doing the music 5 years from now, but maybe my daughter be doing it, you know, or whatever. I'm getting into production. I'm trying to, you know, finally starting to mess with the production side of it because I love music.
Okay.
I love doing it, you know, period. So And I hate waiting on people. You know, sometimes I have these ideas, and I'm like, okay, this is not happening. I need what? Come on. And I'm like, okay, God, you give us the wisdom. We can do all things. So I'm messing with that a little bit. But I just see myself in ministry, just being a witness to God, some form of fashion, somewhere around the world, or on YouTube, whatever it is. You know, I'm going to be being a witness that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That's it.
Exactly. Now, do you have your own, I know now you're rapping for the Lord. Do you have your own label right now?
Yeah, I have my own label. I had so many labels, but I have my own label, Abraham C. Music Force. And,
okay.
And I'm into the books, too. So, you know, I wrote my first book, Music Poisonous Venom, and that's on my site, and I just put it up. Set it up with Amazon, so, because a lot of people, I mean, I don't know, some people like downloads and some people don't. They want the physical copy, so they're going to be able to go on Amazon and get the physical copy of the book. And I'm writing another book right now, so I'm going to be doing that. I mean, just, yeah. And my mixtape is on my website, chingchongclub.com. So,
okay.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just being led. My life is sort of not planned. Like, I'm the type of person
yeah.
that everything has to be planned. Every I got to be dotted, and everything
mm-hmm.
has to be perfect. And it seems like God is not doing my life like that right now.
Mm-mm.
You know? And I know he deals with us in different ways. He know what we need. And I guess the way he's dealing with me is, like, just go. You know?
And day to day.
Yeah, actually day to day. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't have no plan. I mean, I've had my plans and visions, but, you know, God will come and change that up. I know
exactly.
Whatever I'm doing is going to be for him. You know, it's going to be being a witness and just, you know, I have a deliverance ministry too. I'm learning more about that. I know I have a deliverance ministry strictly also dealing with demonic powers and people being oppressed and casting demons out of people. Like, I really, that is part of my ministry, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. You know, like I say, I commend you, you know, for everything you have going on. And just, you know, giving your life to Christ, that's the best thing you could ever have done.
Yeah,
and I
right?
just commend you for that.
Man, I'm glad to be a part. Thank you, Lord, because I still could be out there, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows? But I just thank God. He get all the glory. And it's for his purpose. Like I said in my book, you know, what he doing with me is for his glory. You know, it's for his purpose. And that's what it is, straight up. It's his
it
world.
Is. It
it's
is.
His world.
And anything that you do will not be in vain. It will. And if it's of God, it, you know, will not be in vain.
Amen. Amen. Because sometimes we can get weary, you know. And sometimes we get weary, like, oh, God, what am I doing? What am I really doing? Am I really doing? But I thank you for that word, you know. I thank you for
exactly.
that word.
Well, I just want to thank you for coming on tonight. You know, it's just been a pleasure. And I could go on for days, you know, and I want to know, is there anything else you would like for the listeners to know, or you would like to let the tell the listeners, and, you know, what you have, your booking information that you would like to give out, like your Twitter, your Facebook, you know, your website? Is there anything else you would like to let them know?
Yeah, I want to let them know my Twitter is StephanieC504. I'm going to be posting the link when it's all set up. They can go on my website, chingchongpub.com, chingchongpub.com, and get the download of my book if they want the download. If they want the physical copy of the book, then I'm going to be posting that link maybe like in a couple of weeks on Twitter. and my Facebook is StephanieC777. I think I got the max friends, so I don't know if I can add people or whatever, but I think I have it where they can still see the page. But I just want to just keep in touch with me, you know? I'm all about the kingdom business. Email me, thewhite@gmail.com, thewhite@gmail.com. You know, if they want to ask me a question or whatever it is, prayer, you want prayer, whatever it is. I was doing a prayer line. I stopped for a minute. I'm going to start it back up in a minute, but I think God told me to stop for a minute, you know. And just stay in touch, you know. There's going to be more books to come, more music, you know, and whatever it is, I'm going to be going around the world with the gospel.
Exactly. Ministering.
Yes,
people.
Ministry.
Yes.
Ministering. Getting people saved and set free and delivered, not just entertaining, you know, and not just trying to sell a book or not just trying to sell a CD or just rap it in front of them. It's going to be ministry, straight dunamis power, Holy Ghost, you leaving different. That's what I'm about.
Exactly.
That's what I'm about.
Exactly. God is so good, you know, he, like I say, he opens up the doors, and, you know, we are here, we have this show because, you know, everybody has a voice, and that's why we have our guests on, you know, just so they can be heard, and it's just been so amazing that he has, you know, just opened this avenue for me because, you know, that's what I want. I want everybody to be heard, you know?
Right.
Because there's people out there that, you know, never even thought, probably would never, ever be on the radio, you know?
Right.
And they got things that they're doing. We have artists on. We have cooks, athletes. I mean, we have actors, production company, a little bit of everybody, you know? But it's
right.
People out there that have their own independent, but, you know, can't get to the Power 98s and can't get to the local radio stations because they wasn't invited or don't have a certain amount of money or whatever, what
exactly.
Have you. But we
exactly.
Open up this for you guys.
Right.
You know,
and
so
this,
you
I think this
heard.
Is an awesome thing you're doing because even me, people know me, you know, and I come with the music. It's like the game has changed. I like, it ain't, okay, DJs break records, play it, diss it or love it, or whatever they do. It's like everybody want money. Everybody want to get paid now. And, I mean, it's just like, okay, well, God going to make a way. You know, I'm not knocking
mm-hmm.
it, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's like
yeah.
Everybody want to be the superstar, and everybody want to get paid, and you can't bring them, you know, it's just like, okay, all right. But so I thank
exactly.
God. I just thank God. God knows what he's doing. God allowed the internet to be created. God allowed all this avenue, the gospel being preached around here, people getting radio. That, you know, you can do radio on here. You can do shows. You can put videos. The internet is awesome. And thank the Lord didn't put that out, that gave them people the wisdom to create all this stuff. He did that. God did it, and
exactly.
I thank God for it.
Yes, because, I mean, you can get the word on these little, I have the iPhone, so you can get the word on the iPhone. I have this prayer wall. It's called the prayer wall, where you can go and you can just put up, you know, if you having anything you got going on, you can post it on the wall. Other people, you know, can read what you posted. And it's they praying for you. People all over the world, they got different, on the wall, they got please help, healing, purpose, spiritual advice, my marriage, liberty, wholeness, you know, meet my lover, new job, car. Things like that are posted on the wall, and people are talking, that's their topics, and they just talking about it, you know, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And other people go and they be like, oh, I pray for you. Some give their name and tell where they locate it, but, you know, you don't necessarily have to. So they might be like, oh, I'm Stephanie, you know, out of North Carolina. I'm praying for you or something like
uh-huh.
that. But it's amazing things like that, different apps like that, as well as the daily Bible verses. You know, it just opened up the door. I mean, it's so much more. And,
right.
I mean, it's amazing. God is good.
God is he in control of everything. He knows what's going on. The devil had to ask, can he mess with Job? You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't want to get deep like that, man. The devil can't do nothing unless the Lord allow him to do it. You know, it's like, man, we're going to have the good or the bad. And the internet, God put it in them to create that. Because his gospel is going to get preached all over. We could preach the gospel from sitting at home all over the world.
Yes.
Awesome.
You can Skype the gospel, you know,
if you really want to, you can get on Skype.
Exactly. But again, you know, we're so glad that you stopped through. You know, it's just been a pleasure, and we're just so grateful, and we're going to continue to, you know, follow you and everything you have got going on, and we welcome you back. We welcome you back anytime because we have gospel inspiration each and every Sunday.
Okay.
From 7 to 9. So, you know, we welcome you back.
Okay.
Anytime you
want to
come in,
I
mean, it will be so awesome. I'm really enjoying this. It's just been like, you know, a spiritual feeding, you know. It's like we eat right now, and I just, you know, I'm enjoying it.
Well, I'm glad. That's awesome.
Yes.
I thank you for having me, and I think I'm following you already, and I'll just keep you updated, you know, on the stuff that I'm doing.
Okay.
And maybe I can come back, you know?
Yes, you can come back. Not maybe, you can come back.
Okay, that's cool then.
Anytime, and if you know of anybody else, you know, we're open, we're welcome, any preachers, you know, we do testimony, a little bit of everything on here on Gospel Inspiration Sunday. So if you know anybody else, any in the ministry that would love to come on Sunday, just let me know because we are open. You know,
Okay. Normally
it's just me with do my Bible verse, my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're just open and we're just glad to have you tonight.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
I will.
Anytime.
I will. Okay. No problem. Thanks, Nikki.
And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless.
Oh, that's awesome. God bless you, too.
Bye. Thank you so
much. Bye-bye.
You were just listening to Miss Stephanie Christine, formerly known as Miss China White. She has changed her life. She's turned over a new leaf. She has some hot music. If you didn't get a chance and you're just tuning in, you can always go back to our archives. We are in iTunes, so you can download this episode for free. It doesn't cost a thing in iTunes, The Nikki Rich Show. Also, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, go to the archives, and you can go check out this episode anytime. You can listen to it 3 or 4 times. Well, you know, as many times you want to, because it will still be there. It will still be there. So you can always go back and listen. And we also have a link that people are listening to right now from our site at thenikkiritchshow.blogspot.com. So tune in there. Also the podcast and on Blog Talk Radio. And those are the ways you can listen to us. And we're just so grateful. And so we're truly blessed. And just to let everybody know, tomorrow we have the 2-time Grammy Award winning Esh from the group Arrested Development will be on tomorrow along with a special treat, guys. We got a special treat tomorrow. It is going down. It's gonna be live. It's gonna be crazy. So, you know, we have two of the hottest guests tomorrow, so you don't want to miss tomorrow, because we have a producer, well-known producer, and he's going to be in the building. And we're going to have our co-host, Miss Mocha Styles. She will be on tomorrow as well, which is my PR for the Nikki Rich Show, so you'll get a chance to talk with her and call in as well. But I do want to let everybody know, thank you for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. And you can also follow on Twitter at Nikki Rich Show. Or you can follow the Rich Execs, and it's at Rich Execs. Exects. And those are the ways that you can contact me. As well, if you would like to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, you can email me music bio or press kit to NikkiRich79@gmail.com. And we do have a special promo going on, and so we have a $50 promo going on, where if you're any artist, you can get free spins for 2 weeks. You will receive an interview featured on the site and promoted on Facebook and Twitter, all for $50. So if you would like that package, then you can email me, NikkiRich79@gmail.com. And we're going to wind things down right now. I would like to thank everybody for tuning in to the hottest show on the planet. We have the hottest guest. Thank you again to Miss Stephanie C, Miss China White, for coming on and just blessing us. She blessed us tonight, y'all. She spiritually fed us. God is so good. He's so amazing. So, you know, it's truly a blessing to have a person, you know, come on and just tell about how good God is and how he has really changed their life. And I'm just truly blessed. I'm truly thankful. I mean, I just can't, you know, thank him enough. But I want to wind things down and always say, you know, I wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end by saying God bless. And I'm going to end with Hezekiah Walker, "I Need You to Survive." I'm Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show, and we're out.